I'm in New York in the Cupcake. Sybil is Reverend Hollister back in Dallas in the red velvet cake.
He is present and in place.
I'm here, Doc.
Good morning. Good morning, Reverend Hollister.
I'm here, Doc. How y'all doing?
How you doing, Doc?
That's how you know he's a real preacher.
That's how they talk to you, man. Doc. What up, Doc?
Doc. Hey, Doc. How you doing, Doc?
Yeah, good.
Everybody's
Doc. Good to hear from you, Doc.
why is that, Reverend? Why do every minister refer to people, hey, Doc, how you doing, Doc?
It's universal, man. It's universal. I think Jay said it best. Tell him, Jay. Tell him what you said.
You can't remember everybody's name. If you say Doc, then you're safe. You just say Doc. Everybody's Doc.
You don't have to worry if he's a minister or deacon or minister or whatever. Or what?
Yeah. Just None say of that. Doc. None of that. You good, Doc? All right, then.
Sort of like chief or, you know, right. Other people, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Okay, now, Dave Hollister, when you was wilding out and you was one woman man.
Woo, you went right in there, Doc.
Doc.
Tommy went right in there.
You were wilding out and you said you was a one woman man.
That's it.
Next thing I know, you said, I can't sing these songs no more. I got to go to the church. I'm a minister.
Gotta go.
And, okay. And now,
you're back.
I'm back with a purpose.
Back with a purpose.
And what is that?
What is the purpose?
To bring light to all men, Doc. Bible say, go ye into all the world.
That's what the Bible says.
That's what it say. You can't be in all the world if you in the four walls of
okay,
the church.
Okay, explain. Spend the night then.
That's now. See, for those of y'all who don't listen to the song.
Yes.
I'm talking about spending the night forever, not just one night. So I'm trying to marry the girl.
Forever, ever? Mm.
And ever and ever.
Spend the night forever.
Look how he made that Christian.
Doc, you good.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's one of those I gotta marry you songs.
Yeah, man. He made that thing Christian, didn't he, man?
He did that thing.
Christian,
and before it was baby making before marriage songs. Is that right, Doc?
That's it, Rem. You got it. You got it.
The song is great, man.
I love it.
The whole CD is really good.
Thank
Congratulations.
Y'all so much. Thank you.
Can I get into it?
Come on, Doc.
Come on, Doc.
All right, what's first up, Super Dave? Hit it.
We gonna do Neverland. I felt my Michael Jackson coming on. I felt a little Michael Jackson.
That's it. Sounded
all right. Yeah. All right, Dave Hollister. Yeah, okay, I'm different. What's this one? Let's see.
I'm different. I can't do you like everybody else. We're gonna have to make you forget the last one.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's a big promise.
Yeah. And then spend the night forever, huh? Okay. Okay. But this one's called I'm Waiting.
Take a minute. And I had to talk a little junk to get a leaving. I had to talk a little junk just to get a leave. I was waiting outside for her to get a start. Had to wait outside. Didn't want to go in the house and get her.
Little known facts about Dave Hollister. Dave Hollister used to be with Digital Underground and was a roommate with Tupac.
Yes.
That's a lot.
Yeah. That's
you were on the Humpty Hump song.
I came after that on Same Old Song.
On Same Old Song.
Mm-hmm. Came after that. I was on tour with my brother-in-law Glenn Jones and Digital Underground was.
Glenn Jones is your brother-in-law?
Yeah. Older sister married to my older sister. So
and your cousins are Casey and JoJo.
Yep.
That's really interesting. I bet that family reunion is something else.
It's nuts. It's definitely nuts. Definitely nuts. We have not even scratched the surface of the singers in my family.
Really?
Not even. Not
that's
even.
Just the
there's
top
another
of it.
There's another generation.
Oh God, yes.
Maybe a couple of generations.
Older and younger. Yeah, yeah. One of my brothers sings background with Ginuwine. He won't do a solo thing. I don't know why, but you know he could.
He's just leaving that to you. Background.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I guess he likes the consistent check. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because we sometimes don't get paid for paying them.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
Right.
He loves the consistent check.
And so you guys have older relatives who are involved in the business as well? You said you have older and younger.
Yeah.
So you have history in terms of lineage.
Yeah, they actually kind of just sitting down now. A couple of them a little too old.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like myself, I'm getting, you know, I'm starting
please.
To feel, you know, the pains. You know what I'm saying?
What's the pain that you didn't feel before? What pain are you?
Lord, I used to be able to walk good. Okay. Now I kind of limp around the room.
I understand. I understand. Right. Yeah. When you head toward a chair, you're reaching for it. You know what I'm talking about?
Listen, I'm holding on to the one I'm sitting in so I won't fall out of it.
So when you started out, how old were you, Dave?
16. I was 16 when I my first tour. Singing background, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, I was 16 years old.
And how old were you, or when did you hook up and become friends with Tupac and become his roommate?
That was in 89.
Okay.
That was in 89. I was over in Japan, and they were in Japan, and he heard me sing with Glenn Jones. We played the IMSA Club. They were playing the IMSA Coliseum, you know, the two differences.
Okay, okay.
And they came over before the show, and they heard me sing, and he asked me to come over to the Coliseum between our shows, and I did. He just drugged me on stage with him, and after that, Shock was like, man, I'm going to keep him. And that was it. Moved to the Bay Area, and it was over.
Were you in the thug life?
He wasn't in the thug life. Yeah,
Tupac
no.
Tupac wasn't?
No, Tupac was a real cool, laid back dude. You know, he just knew what to do to sell records. Mm.
And you got real quiet right after that. You stopped.
Yeah, I never heard this story before.
That was one of my closest friends. So,
yeah.
You know.
Oh.
I kind of some things I you know.
And Thug Life was just to sell records. He wasn't really.
Pac was a good dude. He was a good guy.
Are you ever going to tell your story? I mean, in terms of, you know, because obviously there's a lot there. And
yeah.
and it still looks very emotional, very close to you. Do you think you'll tell your story?
You know, I want to, but I want to, you know, I'm just going to pray about it, Doc, because, you know.
Okay, message is very clear.
Yeah, yeah.
When we go, Doc, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, put certain things out for personal gain, you know.
But didn't what he did do to sell records cause him a lot of trouble? And was that the conflict in his life? The way he acted because people reacted the way he acted.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was very very socially conscious, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he would retreat, you know, like, man, do I really want to do this? Mm. You know what I mean? Do I really want to continue this? You know. And I think in his later years, man, he just, you know, he got tired of it. You know, he got tired. And once you start a thing, it's hard to kind of switch.
To go back.
Yeah.
Switch. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Dave Hollister.
Yes, sir.
We're going to come back to the new album and the new music. And then at the top of the hour, you're going to perform live in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. You're going to do... my song, One Woman Man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you're going to do a single.
Yes, sir. I got you, Doc. Okay.